Hi, and welcome to episode 3 of Learn English with Amy, the podcast that helps you listen and learn more. This episode features one of two conversations with my dear friend, Lynn. Lynn and I met as teenagers in our first year at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. She was and is super smart and extremely funny. Like many people, Lynn has had more than one professional career. In this conversation, I asked Lynn about her first career, which began when she worked for an incredibly famous Hollywood actor and producer. It continued as she worked as a reader for Hollywood film companies and talent agencies. Wait, paid to read? Yes, Lynn was paid to read and provide summaries of movie scripts and unpublished novels, also known as manuscripts. In the next episode, episode 4, I will talk with Lynn about her current career as an educator in New York City, where now she is paid to teach reading. Lynn is a reading specialist and director at a kindergarten through 12th grade school, or K-12 school, for children with language-based learning disabilities, such as dyslexia. At the end of this episode, I will talk a little bit more about the words and phrases from this conversation, including two uncommon but funny words that you should listen out for, galoshes and yahoos. And be sure to check the episode notes for information on how you can get a full transcript of this conversation. Okay, let's get started. Here's me talking to Lynn.
I'm just going to start when I start, but...
Okay, you start when you start.
Could you tell me your name?
Lynn Carpenter.
So Lynn, where did you grow up?
I grew up in West Orange, New Jersey.
And where do you currently live?
I live in Cranford, New Jersey, which is less than an hour from New York City.
And not all that far from where you grew up, right?
A half hour.
How do you and I know each other?
Freshman year of college, before either of us could legally drink.
So yeah, we were teenagers when we met. That is crazy. And I think we met before I turned 18.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite English word or expression or something about the language, like a quirk of English?
I do. I've always had a favorite English word.
Great.
It's galoshes.
Galoshes.
It is. It's been my favorite English word for a long time.
That's fantastic. I really love that. For our listeners who might not know what that is.
The rain boots. It's just a good word. Galosh. Is.
Yes, it is a good one. Okay, so then how about a least favorite? Is there something that
moist. I think a lot of people say that.
I think a lot of people do. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, gotcha. Ever made a terrible mistake in English? I think this is unlikely for you because, you know, you're good at all this stuff.
Plenty of terrible mistakes, but not necessarily about English. I do remember when I was in France as a student, I went in, asked where the toilet was, but I basically asked I think I made a very fancy term for washroom, and the entire pharmacy laughed at me. They all started laughing at me, and I was just ran out. I'm so mortified. I was 16.
That's awful. Because you're a big reader, you know how sometimes people realize they know lots of words, but they've never actually said them out loud, and then it comes to the first time. Yes, you're nodding.
I'm nodding because I'm not going to even admit when I thought it was applause at the end of a book. Apparently it's epilogue. And I seriously, I'm going to say into my 30s had been in the applause. And I have no idea why I thought it was applause. And as you said, I've been a total bookworm my entire life. I've read so much. Nobody pointed this out to me. Prologue, you know what a prologue is? Why didn't I ever make the leap? It's prologue, epilogue.
You had the coolest summer job ever.
I did have a cool summer job. This summers, I interned for Tribeca Productions, pure nepotism hire, because an old family friend ran it. Nepotism is when you get a job, not based on your qualifications, but because of who you know. So pure nepotism hire. And I was an intern at Robert De Niro's film company, and I got to talk to famous people and meet famous people. And it was so much fun.
Cool. You had, the best stories ever. Part of that role, you had to read a lot of scripts, didn't you? Movie scripts.
I did. That's where I started doing that as an intern. And then when I was in graduate school, I was freelanced as a script reader for film companies. And it was basically, you had to write it was basically like a book report. So you wrote a synopsis of a screenplay and you wrote a paragraph or two about why you thought it would be a good movie or not. And then when I was doing it mostly in New York, it was mostly manuscripts. It was mostly actually unpublished books that they were looking to see if these would be good movies, because way back in the 90s, there was this whole thing with manuscripts where there was like in New York, there were a bunch of companies that set up like offices in New York because it was tied to publishing to see like what books they could make into movies, because that was like a big fad at the time.
Do you remember which ones became films, or were there many?
I do. Well, there was one I remember reading when I was an assistant still for an agent at ICM, and I got a screenplay, and it was just to look at the writers, and I was like, this is such a good story. It's too bad they're never going to make it, because these two dumb actors attached their names to it, and it was Good Will Hunting.
But okay, so you thought they were not going to make this into a movie because...
Because I was like, because of those two actors. I was like, oh my God, Matt Damon, like the guy from... School Ties, and Ben Affleck, like, please, like, they're not going to make this movie with those two yahoos.
Can I put that in?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay, so that was my first conversation with Lynn. Just a few of the terms, words, and phrases that came up in this brief conversation. The first is galoshes, Lynn's favorite word. In the US, this means rain boots or rain coverings or overshoes. These are waterproof overshoes. In the UK and other places, it tends to mean specifically waterproof coverings. And it's a word that comes from the Middle Ages and comes from the word Gaul, which is what the Romans called the French. Her least favorite word, and I think, as we said, not a great word for a lot of people, is moist. Moist is a word that essentially means humid, but there are a number of other synonyms, which I think that are just as unpleasant. Words like clammy, or dank, or soggy, or sweaty. And the next one is bookworm. Bookworm is figuratively a person who is devoted to reading, who loves to read. And very literally, it refers to a type of bug or beetle that feeds on paper and the glue that are in books. The next one is intern. An intern, as a noun, is a junior trainee, someone who may work without pay sometimes to gain work experience. This can also be a verb, and Lynn uses this as a verb as well, to intern, that is, to serve as an intern. In Portuguese, at least, that's estágio, is an intern, is a noun, and estagiar is the verb. And lastly, yahoos. Now, this is a word that you won't hear commonly. You may associate it with search engine. This has a number of very funny synonyms. Literally, a yahoo is an idiot or a stupid person. But there are so many other synonyms, as I'm sure there are in your language, such as oaf, a lump, Neanderthal, and lots of words that end with head, like chowderhead, chucklehead, dumbhead, ding-dong, goofus, and words that you might be more likely to hear in places like the UK, like prat, or twit, or numpty. So I hope that was helpful. Again, check the episode notes for information on how you can get a full transcript. And be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the next episode. Episode 4, like I said, will also feature Lynn talking about her current career as a reading specialist. This episode will feature a number of academic and technical terms, and so it will be excellent practice for advanced learners of English. In particular, those of you who are parents or teachers of young children, and also those of you who are preparing for postgraduate academic studies. That's it for now. Until next time.